And good morning. It's Weekend Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Chuck Hinman in Providence, and joining me in the studio now is Anissa Roof, the Executive Director of the Providence Children's Film Festival. Anissa, thanks for joining us this morning.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Now, the festival is underway, screenings primarily this weekend and next, and we'll get to where they are and how to see them in just a moment, but it looks like a fascinating collection of films with a variety to appeal to kids of all ages. And these are films outside the range of what we might think of as kids' movies beyond the Hollywood focus, right?
Correct. Yeah, we really pride ourselves in picking films from all over the world that don't come with the usual fairy tale ending or packaged with an action figure. They're really about the stories and speaking to kids no matter where they live.
There's no way that we can mention all the films that are showing this morning, but I would like to ask about this one, Gold Star Children, a documentary directed by a woman who lives right here in Providence, right?
Yes, and Gold Star Children actually is a great film that we're screening. The director, Mitty Mayer, lives locally, and she's a parent. And it's a film that wasn't made for children specifically, but as with other films in the festival, we choose films that we feel are appropriate for kids based on their different age and developmental level. So this film takes an intimate look at the American children who've lost a parent to war. And Mitty herself is a Gold Star child. Her father died on the day she was born. So she speaks from the heart in chronicling what it's like to lose a parent to war. And she will also be present at the festival speaking after both screenings.
Are there any other films that are being presented that have that kind of a local connection?
Yes, we're actually showing the documentary Maiden Trip, which is a documentary about a girl, Laura Decker, who sails around the world. And we're pairing it two different film talks, one with a person from Rhode Island who is actually a legally blind sailor to talk about his experience. And then another one will be followed by a family who lives in Rhode Island who has sailed around the world.
A lot of sailors in the audience, and these would be the ones to definitely come out and see. How do you pick the movies for this festival?
We have a jury of about 40 people comprised of both adults and kids, and they look at films based across a number of criteria, most importantly, festival suitability. It's important that we get the opinions from both kids and adults, because what an adult might think is a great film for kids, some of the kids have their own opinions about what that is. So we really value the judgments based by both groups of people, and kids are then empowered to have a voice in the festival.
So you have kids actually picking the movies.
Exactly. And unlike other festivals, sometimes the kids will pick the best of the fest during the festival. But in our festival, we actually have kids who make up part of the jury process.
Right.
So it's a really important part.
How long has the Providence Film Children's Film Festival been going on?
It started 5 years ago by a group of parents, a group of volunteers who really wanted an alternative to the mainstream box office film. And they put together a festival of independent quality films. It started out as 3 days. And since then, over the 5 years, it's grown to 8 days this year to more year-round programming.
So to the mechanics of the festival, how to get a schedule and other information about tickets and venues, what do you recommend there? I'm sure you have a website.
Sure, we have a website. And because the festival is underway, you can also come to our main location at the Risney Museum and pick up information there.
And where are these being shown? Is there one particular venue or several?
We have three venues located in downtown Providence. We use the Cable Car Center, the RISD Museum Metcalf Auditorium, and the RISD Auditorium.
Well, thank you, Anissa Roof, Executive Director of the Providence Children's Film Festival. I appreciate your coming in this morning, and good luck with the festival.
Thank you very much.